sleeping. "There's something afoot," said another lizard. "Until the cock crowed for dawn, they had the mound propped up on 4 red poles to give it a thorough-going airing. And the elf maidens are learning to stamp out some new dances. Something is surely afoot."
"Yes, I was just talking about it with an earthworm I know," said a third lizard. "He came straight from the mound where he's been nosing around night and day. He overheard a good deal, for he can't see, poor thing, but he knows his way around and makes an uncommonly good eavesdropper. They expect company in the elf mound, distinguished visitors, but the earthworm wouldn't say who they are, or maybe he didn't know. All the will-o'-the-wisps have been told to parade with their torches, as they're called, and all of the flat silver and gold plate with which the hill is well stocked is being polished and put out in the moonlight."
"Who can the visitors be?" the lizards all wanted to know. "What in the world is going on? Listen to the hustle. Listen to the bustle."
Just at that moment, the elf mound opened, and an old maid elf minced out of it. The woman had no back, but otherwise she was quite properly dressed, with her amber jewelry in the shape of a heart. She kept house for her distant cousin, the old king of the elves, and she was very spry in the legs. Trip, trot, away she went. How she hurried and scurried off to see the night raven down in the marsh. "You are hereby invited to the elf mound this very night," she told him. "But may I ask you to do us a great favor first, please? Deliver the other invitations for us. As you have no place of your own where you can entertain, you must make yourself generally useful. We shall have some very distinguished visitors, goblins of rank, let me tell you. So the old elf king wants to make the best impression he can."
"Who's being invited?" the night raven asked. "Oh, everybody may come to the big ball, even ordinary mortals if they talk in their sleep or can do anything else that we can do. But at the banquet, the company must be strictly select. Only the very best people are invited to it. I've threshed that out thoroughly with the elf king, because I insist that we should not even invite ghosts. First of all, we must invite the old man of the sea and his daughters. I suppose they won't like to venture out on dry land, but we can at least give them a comfortable wet stone to sit on, or something better, and I don't think they'll refuse this time. Then we must have all the old trolls of the first degree with tails. We must ask the old man of the stream and the brownies, and I believe we should ask the grave pig, the bone horse, and the church dwarf, though they live under churches and, properly speaking, belong to the clergy, who are not our sort of people at all. Still, that is their vocation, and they are closely related to us and often come to call." "Wah!" said the night raven as he flew to summon the guests. On their mound, the elf maidens had already begun to dance, and they danced with long scarves made of mist and moonlight. To those who care for scarf dancing, it was most attractive. The large central hall of the elf mound had been especially prepared for this great night. The floor was washed with moonlight, and the walls were polished with witch wax, which made them glisten like the petals of a tulip. The kitchen abounded with skewered frogs, snake skins stuffed with small children's fingers, fungus salad made of mushroom seed, wet mouse noses, and hemlock. There was beer of the swamp, which is brewing, and sparkling saltpeter champagne from graveyard vaults, all very substantial. Rusty nails and ground glass from church windows were among the delicacies. The old elf king had his gold crown polished with powdered slate pencil. It was a prize pupil's slate pencil, and a prize pupil's slate pencil is not so easy for an elf king to obtain. The curtains in the bedroom were freshly starched with snail slime. Oh, how they did hustle and bustle! "Now we shall burn horsehair and pig's bristles for incense, and my duty is done," said the housekeeper.
"Dear Papa Elf," said his youngest daughter, "will you tell me now who the guests of honor are to be?"
"Well," he said, "it's high time that I told you. I've made a match for 2 of my daughters. 2 of you must be ready to get married without fail. The venerable goblin chief of Norway, who lives in the Doafjeld Mountains and possesses a gold mine and crag castles and strongholds much better than people can imagine, is on his way here with his 2 sons, and each son wants a wife. The old..."